Dipsomania.
Welcome back. It's the Dipsomaniac Podcast, episode 215. I'm Uncle Jake.
I am Tiny Fish.
She's Tiny Fish.
It was nice today. It's been raining on the weekend for some reason.
You just start smoking cigarettes on the weekends in the gloom.
Because you're mad.
Because you're mad, sad, feeling like you're in Washington.
You just get drunk and yeah, life's not going that well anyway. Just let me smoke my cigarette.
It's like riding a bike, I tell you. So congratulations. Welcome back, Tiny Fish. Nice to see you.
I was here last time. I just wasn't feeling good. Oh. I wasn't like absent. What if you had like people to replace me when I wasn't feeling good? That would probably be a good idea.
Who am I going to pick? My dog?
You have friends.
Yeah, no? I think so.
You got like Rube Dog, Salt Dog, all the dogs.
Moon Dog, Summer Dog, Winter Dog, my mom.
Yeah, I get your mom to do it when I'm sick.
Low-key, that might be fun.
Me fight through.
Yeah, maybe. No, maybe I'll just take the day off. I've been enjoying the days off. You know what I'm talking about?
So many days off. It's become like a monthly podcast.
Welcome to our monthly podcast, everybody. Thank you for joining us
next month.
Yeah. We're celebrating what, our 18th year together?
Yeah.
And then our seventh
romantically.
Yeah. Our seventh wedding anniversary is coming up.
Yeah.
This
same
week.
Day. It's the same day. 420.
And then next...
that's what this should be, but we are not prepared for a 420 episode. So sorry.
Yeah, you're just gonna get the same us.
You're just getting beer.
Low key, I haven't smoked weed in a minute, so yeah, happy 420
you
to everyone.
Did you smoke last weekend?
No.
No, you didn't. Because
I knew if I smoked, I was going to get like couch potatoed. And yeah. And we were enjoying
Coachella
on YouTube with the fam. It was nice, though.
It was fine. There's nothing like being there. I feel so lame watching it on YouTube. Like, I feel so fucking lame. Because I'm like, oh, really? We're those people now? Those fucking people?
Yeah, you can't afford it.
Oh, God. It's so expensive.
But if you think about it, camping's only 170 or something, 180.
It's 148
for the weekend. And then we were paying
like over 1500 for
A weekend. Mm-hmm. And now I think I looked it up and it was going to be like over 2 G's for a fucking regular hotel room.
What we're saying is we should have been camping all these years. Mm-hmm. We know for next year. You promised. You promised.
I didn't promise nothing.
You promised our cousins that we're going next year.
Yeah, that's when you're drunk watching Coachella on a fucking television. Well, it would be nice.
Lucky for you, your wife will just get tickets out of the blue.
Some guy, he was just like, yeah, I was fucked up and blah, blah, blah. And our tent was like 99 degrees or some shit.
He was just inside. Like, it was just like a TikTok, and he was like saying how like his friends just text him to meet them at the main stage, but he just woke up from a drunken like drug induced nap in a 999 million degree tent, and he's not really sure if this is real life or not. And I was like,
just snacking on something.
Yeah, he was just like eating his like breakfast sandwich. And I was like, yo, that sounds fun. Like, that's the only thing. Like, it is going to be hot, but we can bring fans and stuff.
Oh,
I'm
just thinking on those hot weekends when it's 100 something degrees.
We usually go weekend two, which is like exponentially hotter than the first weekend for some reason. Usually.
And how you can just go in like our hotel room and kick it till fucking 6
fucking
at
five,
night.
Yeah. Coachella here for us in the United States and California is pretty much our like kickoff to festival season.
Yeah. Did you like anyone this year?
I love everyone every year.
Second weekend wasn't
sold out. It wasn't sold out this year.
And then now people are like, fuck, we should have got tickets this year because it was such a fucking fun year.
I mean, those people that watched the first weekend on Coachella, they can definitely still get tickets because they're still available.
It was the first night, Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
That was sick. Yes. Her performance was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was first day?
A lot of people. Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Rowan, fucking Peso Pluma.
Oh, yeah. Like, they had good sets and shit. Tyler, the Creator.
No, that was second day.
Oh. Yeah, that his shit was dope. Everyone was sick.
Everyone's so good. I don't know. It was fun.
Like, they had dope fucking special guest and shit. Yeah, Sublime. No Doubt.
Second day, No Doubt.
With Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah.
Did you see there was like a interview when she was like younger? I know she's still like really young, but she's like younger. And she was talking about how much she loves the song Bathwater by No Doubt. And she got to perform it with them.
Oh, that's tight.
That's so cute. I was like, aw.
She put a video up when like they were practicing and she's like out there like cheering them on and she's the only one out there. It was cool.
Fangirling.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's like cool that she knows who they are. Stuff, you know.
And then Will Smith came out. Men
oh
in
my
Black.
God, during fucking
J Balvin,
Will Smith came out. That was hilarious. They fucking did Men in Black because J Balvin set was like extraterrestrial themed, right? And then Will Smith just comes out of nowhere. He was in his like black suit and everything. He even erased people's mind at the end of his song.
Oh yeah, my favorite probably was the YG Marley. With the Fugees, with like Lauryn Hill and fucking White Club.
Yeah, let's not even fucking get it wrong. This was a Lauryn Hill set.
Yeah.
Like, YG Marley did like three songs.
I looked him up on, because I don't really know who the fuck YG Marley was.
Oh, you didn't?
No, not really.
Oh my God.
And then the only song that really pops up is that one that plays all the time on everyone's fucking videos. And
what is it?
He sang it.
Jaw in the Moonlight.
Yeah, he sang it twice at the end.
Yeah, he did sing it twice at the end. But he basically just let his mom have the...
And then we were like, is that Wyclef? I thought they had beef
like,
or something.
I thought they had like mad beef where they were not talking.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I was just like, is that Wyclef? I was like, no, couldn't be.
And then a lot of people were saying, oh, she finally made it to a concert that she was supposed to be at.
And on time.
And then they're like, oh, second week, she's probably not going to be there. But
you leave Lauryn Hill alone. She's been through a lot.
She makes it seem like it, right?
Yeah,
like she's
had
the worst fucking life.
Yeah, I'm just like, I think she's not good, guys. Just let her cook. Let her do her thing.
Yeah. And then Doja Cat, she had like fucking long ass performance.
She had a dope ass set, but I was just so tired. I couldn't do it. But it was good. It was good. It was just, you know. And then she was singing like a lot of like her newer album, which I really haven't. I really haven't listened to, so I was like, but it was good.
Yeah, No Doubt was sick, though. I think that was probably one of my favorites.
I think Tyler was probably my
favorite. Oh, Tyler's was sick. You're right. Saturday night.
So, like, Lana and Tyler were probably my favorite.
Yeah, her set was so sick. The way it was, like, set up. I didn't like that Sabrina Carpenter one.
Oh, yeah, you hated Sabrina Carpenter, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's why we're Olivia Rodrigo fans and not Taylor Swift fans and not Sabrina Carpenter fans.
I was like, who the fuck is this shit?
Like, it was fine. Like, I don't know a lot of her stuff, so I guess that's why it was kind of boring for us, too, but, like, it was fine. It was cute.
And then that one first girl, what was her name? I don't
know. Chapel Rowan?
No, it was
the one I watched first?
The one that was, like... she's a lesbian or some shit.
Yeah, Chapel Rowan.
Oh, yeah, she's dope.
Yeah, I love her.
I didn't know, like, it was pretty dope. I was like, oh, her shit's pretty dope.
She opens for fun. Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said we would probably go to Olivia Rodrigo concert and not Sabrina Carpenter and Taylor Swift.
Oh, DJ Snake. His set was
fucking
live.
Oh, yeah, that was
live.
Sick. He brought out Kodak Black. I thought he was going to bring out Justin Bieber because Bieber was there all weekend.
Oh, he was there.
Bieber was there all weekend. But
no, he was on some chick that won some song that he's on.
Oh, really? Whose set was he on?
Some black girl. I don't know her name. He surprised her.
Oh,
she didn't know
nice.
He was going to come out, but he went out there.
That's cool because he did not go out for DJ Snake. Because he like played his like song with him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like the crowd thought Justin came out, but he did not, and then everyone got all like quiet again.
Sorry guys, we gotta talk about Disneyland.
Oh my God, this is a Disney podcast now.
Yeah, okay. We finally got a drink in real Disneyland, our first time.
Oh yeah, Yeah, yeah. We finally got into Olga's.
Yeah, Olga's Cantina.
Yeah.
Ooh, our first time. The only fucked up thing is that they give you limits on how much you can drink.
Yeah, you can only get 2 drinks there.
So.
And I feel like it's more of a time limit thing than it is like a, we don't want you to get drunk there.
Dude, we had 2 beers and I was having the time of my life there.
Time of your life. That, okay, first of all, that beer they have, which rumored to be just made for Oga's Cantina. It's like a ube tropical like beer. It is so good.
There's a brewery out here in Cali called Brewyard. Yes. And they make a similar kind of beer. It's the ube, yeah. Ube One or something like that.
Yeah, Ube One Kenobi.
But that one at Olga's is so good.
So we're not really sure if it could be them or Kenobi. It might be them.
Yeah, but I don't really remember
how
I don't really
remember how it tastes at Brewyard because it was like it was like 2020 when we had it.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It could be that. It could.
They give you like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then 2 drink max, right? Mm. And then
you can order as much food as you want. Yeah, but you have 45 minutes. Yeah. Shit. It is just, it's a cantina. But I mainly wanted to go in there because, obvi, the cantina scene from Star Wars. Like, I was like, oh, we're going to go to Oga's. But it was cool.
I've never done the rope drop.
Oh, yeah, he's never done that, yeah.
So we were there like at 8 o'clock in the morning.
We were there before 8 o'clock.
And we pretty much got on like 9 rides at Disneyland.
We got in like, yeah, like all the rides that you would have to like wait for like over an hour or 2 hours for.
What did we do?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain, Star Tours, Buzz Lightyear, Mickey and Minnie's, whatever.
Railroad. Rise of the Resistance. And then we went on Toy Story.
Toy Story. Yeah.
And then you were like, what are these?
So only 6.
But we went to Oga's, though. Yeah. So that took up some time. That's a lot more than we have been doing.
Yeah. Because usually when we get there, we only do like 1 or 2 rides and we're chilling the rest of the time.
And that was the Disney Corner.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sorry. We won't do that again.
Sure you won't. It's going to be like our lives for the next year. It's the reason he doesn't want to do podcasts, guys, because he's at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. All right. First beer of the night is...
from Tripping Animals in collaboration with Casa Agria. It is called Gnarly Trip. It is a double dry hopped, double IPA brewed with Renaca, Enigma, and Citra hops. It is 8.5%.
Yay.
Not talk, huh?
Ratata.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's yummy.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
They're like 2 of my favorite breweries together. Yummy. This is really good.
Mm.
It tastes like really smooth to me, and I wouldn't even think that it's like a double IPA. I would have just thought it was like a regular hazy.
Jesus, it's good.
Delicious.
So, out of 5 mugs, what are you giving this?
4.5.
I'm going to give it a 4. Yeah, good job. Good collab. And cool can art.
I have some bad news, everyone.
What's the bad news?
They're closing the 99 cent store.
No.
No. Oh, I thought you were going to be more sad about that. That's like your favorite store.
I think I've already like...
You already went through the stages of grief.
Yeah, I'm
you're already accepting. At acceptance. That makes sense.
No, I finally saw the sign because I was getting like Taco Bell or something by the house and there's a 99 cent store in that shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, they're really closing. But I haven't gone in because...
I don't need anything.
Yeah, not right now.
Like I really like... I usually go there for like party decorations because like it doesn't make sense to me to spend a ton on party decorations because you throw those shits away immediately after, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I'll go in like for party decorations because they're pretty cheap and they have like some nicer ones that aren't like $1 or whatever, but it's still like cheaper than going to fucking Party City and shit like that. And they're almost the same quality. Some of the shit I've got. Terrible.
Yeah.
Couldn't use it, but like a lot of it was fine, you know? And so I was like, oh yeah, this is where I go get party supply shit. And now, what am I going to do? Go to Five Below? That shit's $5. Might as well go to Party City. They sell that shit for $5 too.
But you see how like they were still like trying to cheat people?
No.
They had shit for maybe it was like $2.99. Because you know how they have shit more than 99 cents
yeah.
in there. So they still bumped it up like 50 cents or a dollar more. Just because, I don't know, they're greedy. And then I seen another dude who had like a cart full of shit. And he's just running out of the fucking 99 cent store.
Well, I will say because I have worked for like a company that has gone bankrupt or gone out of business. Another company comes and buys that shit and liquidates your store. Like, you're no longer running through corporate or anything. Like, so I don't know if that's what's going on with them because they were just kind of like,
it sounds the same way like how your shit went.
Yeah, they're like, we ran the numbers. We can't keep it open.
Oh.
And so usually the like another company comes in and does your liquidation, but you still have to like work.
And they stopped giving you guys bags to fucking...
Oh yeah, we had like nothing, like bare bones,
and
we,
people are getting pissed
off. We couldn't like wrap anything because there was jewelry there, so like we couldn't wrap anything or anything like that. But also we stopped caring, I'm not gonna lie. We were just like, we were not upfront at all. Like all of us hung out by the like the cash registers.
You're all sitting on the counters.
Yes, like we did not give a fuck. We stopped dressing like we were supposed to. Yeah. We're like just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, my guy. And like it was funny. And customers would be like, do you have this? And we'd be like, everything's out. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Like, are whatever you really asking here. Me for help right now? Because I do not care. And I was like, what are you going to do? Fire me? Our store is closing. And they knew. They knew. They couldn't. They didn't have anything over us anymore.
I'd get like batteries. And the batteries that last like 2 days.
I hated those.
And then zip ties. I don't know. Because you always need zip ties. And then there's like random shit that you would find there and be like, oh, that's cool. Like we got Halloween decorations.
Yeah. And sometimes they would get like name brand shit.
Like decent shit. Yeah. Yeah. We do still have the Dollar Tree. Yeah. But it's not the same.
Dollar Tree never gets name brand.
Yeah.
Dollar Tree is like okay. But they're like usually smaller. I guess you said they have food, but I really don't remember them having food.
99 cent store?
No, Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah. They got like one in the left, like back.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, my favorite thing was a Beat It Michael Jackson t-shirt.
They had shirts there?
Yeah.
Dope.
It was like back in the day. It was a long time ago. And then they always had like weird fucking plastic toys. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Every time I looked at their toys, and I'd go, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I was like, I'm not buying anyone this. This doesn't even look like it would stay together too long.
But that's how life is. And
I know. I mean, like, I guess it's not feasible to have a store that cheap or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it is. You know they can.
They can.
They can. If they wanted to, they would. But they don't want to.
Yeah. During Christmas, they were selling shit for like $20 in there. $30.
There was $20 things in there before they were started their closing.
Well, like, so I'm like, why not just keep
this? Oh, they had like, because remember I came back after I got like party decorations. Yeah. I was like, oh, they have like backgrounds, like photo backgrounds. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we have like a photo background set up that were like $20. And I was just like, well, I could get this on Amazon for like $5 cheaper. I was kind of like, okay, slow your roll, 99 cent store, but... Then they were like, we're just trying to recoup our money before we leave.
Dude, I used to buy like headphones for school there. I don't know.
Yeah, you used to buy headphones all the time there and they would like break.
Yeah. Because they still had like the cord, like when we go on the plane just to watch like the TV shows or movies.
The plane has Bluetooth now.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, I haven't
used
it.
And I always try to like set it up for you and you're like, No, I didn't even bring my AirPods on this plane.
Yeah, because I don't know. Every time I fly, I feel like I'm going to lose my fucking AirPods. So I'm like, I'm not taking those.
Every time I fly, I refuse to touch anything on the plane. So I don't even touch the screen in front of me. I just bring my phone and my AirPods.
Facts.
That's what I do. So, you know, like when you go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm. I love the restroom.
Yeah, the restroom's fun. Like in a public restroom, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever like gone into like a restroom mm-hmm. and you've been like, how the fuck did they not see this? There'll be like a pubic hair. There'll be like Piss? Not for you. Piss for you. Period blood for like us girls. Yeah, there's period blood on the seat. Like you didn't fucking see that? Shit? No. Okay, the only way that you could not see this, right?
Yeah.
Is if you're going to the bathroom and the whole time you're just looking straight forward. And like, you know, like I know there's automatic flush ones, so you don't have to turn around. I get that, right? But you're just straight forward, you pull up your pants and you just leave. No shame that you don't look back to just make sure that the person after you is not going to be like, ew.
I'm a clean ass fucking person. So like, I'm always like on shit like that. Cause there's been times where I work with people and they just like use the hand towels and like the extra paper that doesn't rip with the paper towel.
Uh-huh.
They'll just leave on the floor and like throw it out. And then what's the other shit? Yeah. Pubic hair. They don't even wipe it and like put it back in the fucking like,
so
toilet.
Embarrassing to me. Like I know most of the time, because if you're not at work, like most of the time, you're not going to see that person that you left the pubic hair at. With right, like yeah, I get probably. It like you're not gonna see them, but I am so, I have so much anxiety that I could never. I would be mortified. I would feel like they would come in right after me, and while I'm washing my hands they'll be like, who left a fucking pubic hair here?
I ain't gonna lie, like one time at a, like we were at a bar, and then I guess some dude had to take a shit, and usually when you're at a bar you don't need to fucking take a shit, right? And then, like,
unless he got the beer shits.
Yeah. I, like, was in a stall because all the fucking urinals were taken up.
Uh-huh.
And I was just, like, pissing, like, whatever, because there's already fucking probably piss. But anyways, I was just pissing, and there's, like, piss all over the seat and shit. And then the guy who came in after me was like, really? Are you fucking for reals? And I was just laughing because I knew what he was talking about, because he probably had to take a shit and had to wipe all that shit up.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That's funny.
It's not. It's not funny. You guys are disgusting.
But you know, like public places, like people don't give a fuck.
I don't know why. What happens in people's brains? Because you know, like how... They'll just, like, let their kids fucking throw food on the floor. Or, like, they'll just throw food on the floor. You like, it's something about, like, being at a place where you know you don't have to clean it.
Check it out.
That people's brains just go, what?
I know your grandma, like, cleans, like, all the time and shit. But, like, I've seen her, like, eat her bread. And then, like, there's, like, crumbs on the table. And she'll just throw it on the ground and shit.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly,
I think I might have seen you do the same thing.
I've never.
Oh, just I don't
put
know.
Put the crumbs on the ground and
yeah,
leave?
You guys, or you do this type of shit.
You do this.
Yeah, like wipe off your fingertips and just like put it on the floor. And I'm just like, yo, fucking just go wipe it off somewhere. I don't know.
I mean, like everyone does things that are gross to other people. Yeah. Like I'm not gonna lie.
No, I just saw it. Like, yeah.
But I will say, like my grandma, like. Very clean person, right? Like used to clean all the time. Now in her older age, I see her do like weird ass shit, like very not clean. Like she'll just like leave all the dishes in the sink. This woman used to yell at me if I would leave one spoon in the sink, and now she just like leaves all her dishes there and just expects us to clean it.
Oh, like her ice cream.
Yeah, or just like everything, spoon. Her coffee cup, like everything. She left like two knives in there today, and I was just like, woman, do you know how much of a fit you would have thrown if I did that?
Oh, we getting laxed in here.
Yeah, oh, now no rules, huh? All of a sudden, laxed. No rules. She's like, I'm 80. I do not care about your rules anymore. Or like porta potties, why are they the worst things ever?
But like one of the annoying things I see like in fucking restrooms is like, I'm not that kind of dude like who like checks out himself in the fucking restroom or like worries about his looks and shit. But like there's fucking dudes like always like fixing themselves and like, I don't know, like the
why
pretty boy mother.
To
I don't know, because you're like, okay, let me fucking wash my hands, bro. Like, get the fuck out of the way.
I got you, because like, sometimes, like when I just want to wash my hands,
yeah,
and like a girl is just like fucking lining her lips, like all slow.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm
or,
not
like,
here for
on,
that
like,
bullshit.
A full face of makeup, like reapplying foundation and shit. Like, okay, the lipstick never bothers me. Like, I get it, you got to reapply lipstick. Yeah. But if you're in there with like your fucking foundation and your blush and shit, I'm like, girl, he's not worth it. and it's dark in here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get your 2 seconds to, like, fix yourself. Like, look real quick and, like, what you got to do.
Yeah.
But you don't got to be, like,
especially if there's, like, people behind
and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's fucking whack.
Yo, but, like, it's fine. It's fine. I get it. Like, but please do not put on a full face of makeup. That takes 15 minutes.
I'm like, the chick you're with seen your ass when you left before you went to go take a shit. They know how you're going to look when you...
Sure that he doesn't have anything weird.
But I'm just like, yo, fucking get out of my way. I don't know. Maybe
I also have a weird anxiety that I'm always taking too long in the bathroom. So sometimes I come out of the bathroom with my shirt tucked in weird or something because I'm like, oh my God. And then I was like, nobody told me that this flannel was just like tucked into my tights right now. Like, what? I feel like awkward, like if I'm like on my phone, like waiting for you, and the waiter's like, hey, is everything okay? Yeah. He didn't stand me up. He's coming back, I swear.
But it's crazy, like, now that we're older,
that,
like, we don't look young. Like, we don't look like we're fun.
But we didn't get carded at all for, like, 2 weeks. And I was like, this is it. This is the end.
Yeah. I think that's what made me feel like.
I was like, oh, my God, this
fuck.
Is the end. We're
like, yeah. When they know you're fucking old as fuck.
Yeah.
Dude.
When they're like, well, clearly you're over 21.
Yeah.
And, like, that's fine, whatever. I'm not going to, like, cry about it. But I did feel, like, a little, like, oh, man, nobody even cared. Like, they knew we weren't underage.
Like, I don't
like,
care.
Yeah,
I don't, I'm not trying to look, I'm not trying to look underage, but, like, yo.
But there was, like, so long that we just got carded every time. Uh-huh. And now we hardly get carded.
By 50, you shouldn't be getting carded
at all.
Yeah. Hey, what age right now do you, like, oh, you're hella old? Probably like 50 something, huh? You're like
hella old?
Or you're like
to me right now, what hella old is? It's like 80. I'm like, oh, you guys are like hella old, huh?
I haven't met an 80-year-old in a long time.
Our president's like hella old. The people in government are hella old.
Oh,
right
they're
now.
Hella old.
That's hella chill, old to me.
Because like, what were they saying? They were like, oh, George Washington shit. All those fools who signed the fucking
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, they were like in their 30s.
Yeah.
And 20s and shit.
And then they died the next year of typhoid.
But anyways, don't leave your pubes on the toilet.
Yeah, don't be
Wipe
gross.
That shit up.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Cause I know you see it. There's no way you're just like heading straight out the door. I know you turn around. Yeah. Everyone turns around.
Everyone's lazy.
How lazy could you be that you can't just get a little piece of toilet paper and clean up your mess?
Mm.
You know?
You get tired sometimes.
No, I've never been that tired. I think that's normal people shit, huh? Like, they don't care.
Yeah. I don't
care. Don't have the anxieties. They don't have the fucking
trauma. I'm a clean freak, so, like, I will fucking clean that shit up.
I don't want people to judge me. Probably more than... It being clean, I cannot be judged. Do you clean before you clean?
Do I clean before I clean?
Yeah, like, so say...
Hotel rooms?
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, like we before make a the
mess.
Maid comes?
Yeah, we make a mess. Well,
you gotta clean before you clean, right? Because it's, like, embarrassing. Or, like, you know, if you have, like, a maid service at home. Yeah. Like, I would have to clean before I clean.
Well, there's
but
been...
yeah, definitely in the hotel room.
We'll be at a hotel for, like, a week or some shit. I don't know how long, and then I'll just...
Yeah, like when you're on vacation.
Come back to the hotel and just, like, throw fucking peanuts and shit at you.
Oh, my God.
Remember that one time? I was
oh
just throwing
God.
Food everywhere
like,
in the room. Like, I don't
like,
give a
fuck. What are you doing?
But, like, the next morning where I'm sober, I'll fucking clean that shit up.
Yeah, you gotta clean before you clean. Can you imagine? Because, you know, there's, like, total horror stories of, like, the... People that clean, like, hotel rooms will be like, yeah, I walked in, and, like, they have just, like, fucking disgusting-ass shit all over the floor, like, their clothes, their underwears, their everything.
Usually I put, like, our trash in, like, one corner.
Yeah, like, I try to be as respectful as possible.
Yeah.
But you know there's people that are... Just like with the pubes. There's people that are like,
no,
well,
fold.
That's their job.
Like, even, like, you know how people...
I'll try to, like, make the bed nicer. Like,
or, like, we've shared rooms and, like, people just throw their towels on the ground.
Oh, no.
No, I'll fold that shit and put it on the ground.
Yeah, because like, I know you're supposed to put it on the ground so that you can get a new towel.
Yeah.
But I won't just like leave it on the ground in the middle. I put it like in one spot.
Yeah, area and fold. Yeah. Like I'll have it folded. I don't know. I'm just weird like that.
It's not weird. It's called being fucking respectful of other people's time.
That's why when we felt disrespected at fucking Cancun, we had our trash like perfect and they never like smeared all our shit.
Yeah, they disrespected our shit.
Yeah.
And we like put it like such in like a neat pile, like, oh, so they can get everything and all the, because it was room service.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that place. I am so sorry. Like, I don't stay at Paradisus. This is the worst hotel I've ever been at.
Facts. It's because we paid so much money and it was just like shit.
And then from the beginning, it was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that shit, how about all the Americans going to Mexico and like feeling privileged?
Fuck complaining about the bandas on the beach.
Yeah.
Which is just like, okay, you're not. Oh, it's so annoying to me that they fucking do that. Like, go to another country where their traditions are their traditions and you're going to be like, can you not? Because I sleep at 8 o'clock. Get the fuck over it.
But I liked how, I don't know, it was on TikTok. And then, like, they kind of rallied together and, like, fucking, they...
Oh, yeah, they did, like, a protest.
Yeah.
And then, like, the president was like, well, I'm going to send the military.
And the military was fucking playing. And the military started, like,
in on it, too. But then there was, like, another instance where this lady was trying to get a restaurant closed down in Mexico because they play mariachi at the restaurant, and she said it's too loud.
Oh, God.
And she wants to get it shut down because she has a vacation home by it.
That's crazy.
And then there was another lady who was like basically harassing this little girl because she's in a public place, right?
Oh.
And they're having some kind of fucking event there in a public place where you don't need permits to have like whatever. And then she's just kind of trying to be like, oh, we were here to, and we're doing an event and you guys need to leave. Like, in their fucking home.
Yeah.
And this bitch from America, of course, entitled.
How about that one in Africa or something? The cruise?
Dummies. It was a few people, right? Like
eight people or something?
Yeah.
Were they in the same group or something?
No, I don't think they were in the same group. You know what?
They might have took the same tour, probably. Maybe. That ran late.
So they decided to do whatever's when they got off their cruise ship.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been on a cruise, you know that once you get on to land, you only have a specific amount of time to be out there until you need to go back before they leave your ass. And they tell you that. Yeah. We will leave you. It is very specific. They say we will leave you if you do not come back on time.
Mm-hmm.
And these people did not come back on time. And it had to be very, very late because the ship was like, nah, right? Like they could not even get them back at all,
yeah,
kind of thing.
I didn't know it was a thing like just to watch people who are late to the cruise ship and just watch them run like because they're late. But that's just funny. That
but
would
then
be
this, like,
pretty fun.
The
I'll
couple
just laugh.
That got interviewed was like, I feel like it's too strict and they should have waited for us and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I feel like they're the same type of people that if they were on the boat on time and they had left late because somebody was still coming back to the boat, they would have been like, well, you should just leave them.
Didn't they say they had time to like go grab their shit and give them their passports?
No, they sent a boat to the boat,
uh-huh,
and sent it back to them. And then people were kind of like, okay, that's kind of petty because I guess they could have just took the boat to get on the boat.
Yeah.
But they couldn't open it back up in the middle of the sea kind of thing.
Mm.
You know what it is? Like, you can't just like, what are you going to hold on to this rope and come up here? Like, you can't open the ship again, you know, for them in the middle of the sea.
I don't know.
So it was like enough where they could like throw down their shit, you know?
Here's your shit,
yeah,
bitch.
Like, here. Yeah. But, like, they couldn't actually get people back up on the boat. But that's their fault. You know, you gotta be on time. They tell you.
Yeah, I wouldn't they do nothing like, unless it's like my own fucking vacation. Yeah. You're on other people's time. You can't fucking just do what you really want to do.
You gotta follow the rules.
Yeah, follow the goddamn rules, people.
Like, you know this.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's too strict. But you know, they're the same fucking people that would complain if they had waited a long time for people to get back.
You're like, well...
Well, that's their fault. We told them what time to be here.
But you gotta know, that shit probably fucking sucked.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it sucked. Yeah. But you are not the exception. You're the rule. All
right.
Fucking follow the rules.
Follow the rules.
Follow the rules, goddammit.
All right. Next beer of the night is...
From Pure Project. It's called Super Beta. It is a juicy, murky IPA that is brewed with Nelson Sauvin, Motuka, and Southern Cross hops, as well as Mosaic Cryo. So it has notes of juicy pineapple, rambutan, and limeade with white peach and sweet citrus.
That's a lot of stuff there, Pure Project.
Sounds delicious. But it is 6.5%.
I do like Pure Project.
Yes.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. This one's better. That's what I like.
That's pretty good. It's
way more smooth.
You don't think the last one was smooth? I think it was just as smooth as this.
I don't know. I like the... it's just more cleaner. Like, I don't know how Pure Project is.
It is
Pure Project. Always like... it doesn't leave like that taste on your tongue. And then the,
it doesn't. It's very, like, clean.
The fucking Tripping Animals in Casa Agria, I had, like, a fucking taste on my tongue.
I didn't,
like,
though. So.
But this one, I like it. Smooth.
Good. Delicious.
Yep. Murky. I like it. You know how the murkies are. At, I don't know if you had a Pure Project. You know how their murkies are. Fucking delicious.
Their beer is just fucking delicious.
Yeah, it's always smooth.
Yeah, it's probably the smoothest beers I've had. I want to say them and...
the one up the hill?
The one in Anaheim and L.A. And,
oh, Monkish.
Monkish, yes.
Like them, Monkish, and LBC. Those are my favorites.
Those are your favorites.
Yep. All right. Out of five mugs, how much are you giving this?
4.5.
Yeah, 4.5. Definitely. 6.5%. Pure Project. Delicious.
Very good. Check it out. Who is your hear me out celebrity crush?
Ooh. Hoo, 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 hoo.
Like, you're like, guys, hear me out though.
Yeah. Tina Fey. She's
okay.
One of my hear me out. It's
I
just
because
she's
pretty.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead. Yeah.
Like, she's not like the hottest chick, but like, no. She's hella funny, so she makes you laugh. Mm-hmm. And then like Drew Barrymore in all like the old movies, like Fever Pitch, Never Been Kissed, first dates.
Yeah, I forget how many was the number, but
yeah, she's hot. And then like, I don't know, Kehlani, but she's lesbian.
It doesn't matter, she's still beautiful. What the fuck? That's not
know.
A hear me out.
That's hear me out.
She's fucking beautiful.
And then she got her tits out, but, like, yeah, I follow her.
Oh, I've never seen her tits. You always like to point out to me, like, you're like, I've seen them naked. Like, we were watching Woody the Woodpecker, and you were like, oh, I've seen Mary Louise Parker naked.
Oh, shout out to, I don't know, go watch Woody Woodpecker, my fucking...
Yeah, our niece is in it.
Yeah, our niece is in it, so go watch it. It's a pretty good movie. If you have kids, but like, yeah.
Teaches you about teamwork. Let's go.
But I like seeing Mary.
Yeah, it was cute.
Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah.
There. She's pretty hot.
Maybe because like nobody's ever been like Mary Louise Parker. Yeah. Like, but she's like pretty hot.
Are those okay? Hear me out.
They're okay. But I still feel like they're like conventionally attractive.
I'm just trying to think like who's like hella messy that I'm a
hella messy. Like, you're just like, oh my god, not her. That's what like it should feel like when you say it. People should be like, oh my god, her.
Well, my first wet dream, I guess.
You have a big like
Peggy Bundy.
You have a Katie Seagal, like,
hey, she's pretty badass though.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of a hear me out because
she was my first wet dream.
She's like, always been like a motherly kind of like figure, and like,
but she was sexy. You know what I mean?
And as Peg Bundy, that is definitely a hear me out. So
there you go. There's my hear me out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, even her character on Futurama.
Leela.
Oh, she's hot.
That's definitely
okay.
Hear me out.
Maybe there it is.
Leela Taranga.
Yeah. Fire. Sexy.
You
bitch.
Have like such a like Katie Seagal fetish.
Probably like if I was in the hospital and she came in, I'd be like, oh wow.
She saved my life.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
She did play a nurse on that one show.
Oh, she's probably hot.
No, you watched it.
I don't know.
She was like the school nurse on like 8 Rules to Date My Daughter or something like that with John Ritter.
Oh, yeah.
And Kaylee Cuoco.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
So mine.
Uh-huh. John Travolta.
No. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, that would be hella ick.
Right? You're probably going to be even more like, what? Rick Moranis.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, you do. He's the dad comedian? In Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, okay.
And he was Seymour in fucking Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah. He sounds like a little perv.
No, he's such a good guy. Like, his wife died and he quit acting to take care of the kids. Oh. Yeah. And now he makes, like, jazz albums.
Oh, wow.
He's so cute. I love Rick Moranis. I'm like, it's not even a joke. Like, when I was younger, I was like, he's cute.
He was blow his brains out, right?
What?
Oh, not blow. I mean, blow his brains out.
I was like, why would I kill him? I love him. I really do.
You would give him sweet loving?
Yes. Oh. I really do have a crush on Rick Moranis.
That's funny. Yeah. Because you wouldn't expect that. Like,
yeah. I don't know. So there's something about him.
Every time you watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I'm be like, no.
No,
you can't watch
that. Get out of here.
Get out of here. I just want to watch this by myself.
No more Ghostbusters. Nope. I was like, but Ghostbusters is my favorite movie.
Low key, I probably will be like,
yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
You'll be like, why are you watching fucking Ghostbusters?
I can't
again?
Believe you're cheating on
Before,
me.
Before, it was just like a fun, quirky thing that I used to watch Ghostbusters a lot, even though it's like not Halloween time. I watched Ghostbusters last week.
You're such a whore.
And you're all, oh my God, it's because of Rick Moranis? Yes, it's because of Rick Moranis.
I just start punching the TV, but not like the flat screen, like an 80s television.
Because that's the TV I should be watching Rick Moranis on.
The ones with the hard-ass screen, and it, like, you can feel the static on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to buy all the VHSs tomorrow at the fucking thrift store and just stomp on them.
You know, I have Disney Plus, right? They have all the... Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
You turn on Disney Plus, I just shoot the TV.
We're not watching Rick Moranis.
Oh my God, he's jealous.
You're jealous of a tiny little nerdy man?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about this no more. Aww. Let's get off this subject.
Wow. I'm just kidding. He's like too old now. I wouldn't.
Now I'm going to go to the fucking supermarket and punch anyone who looks like him. Any fucking little white man with glasses. You just get punched out.
My wife likes little white men with glasses. Oh my God, that's hilarious. What movie traumatized you as a kid?
Exorcist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think I was like even scared of it. I just know everyone around, like my older cousins.
Like you thought you should be scared
of it? That and like, what the fuck was it? The one where they thought they were like, it was real life, but they're like camping. Like,
the Blair Witch Project.
That shit. It traumatized me like during that time.
Really?
Yeah.
We were kind of older.
No, we were like.
We were in high school.
Seventh, eighth grade.
No, we were in high school.
I don't know. Whatever fucking time that shit was. I remember like everyone was like, oh, it's fucking real scary and shit.
Everyone, like I low-key for probably like a good 2 weeks thought it was real.
Exorcist, I was scared because like my brother and sister, they went and watched it when they were little and came home from watching it and they were like, oh, scary. And then like my grandma used to have like a cross like on her fucking wall. Like mm-hmm. gold, one of those gold ones that had like a little saying on it.
I was going to like...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even fucking watch the movie, but I knew it was scary.
You were just, like, scared.
Yeah.
You were scared of the concept of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
My mom actually took me to a drive-in movie theater when they re-released it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, do you want to go to the drive-in movie theater with me? And I was like, yeah. I think I was super young, right? And when they re-released it, she took me to see The Exorcist. But I remember being, like, hiding, like, under, like, you know, like, in the car, like, hiding and trying not to, like, watch it. And she just thought it was, like, funny.
They need to bring those back, low-key.
Like, drive-thrus?
Yeah.
Or drive-ins? I think they still have drive-ins, no?
I don't know. I haven't been to one. Maybe I just need to go to one.
Yeah, I think you just need to go to one.
Yeah.
But you know what I think really, like, traumatized me?
Hmm.
Was Poetic Justice.
Mm.
I fucking hated that one guy in that movie.
Tupac?
Not Tupac. The other guy.
I don't know.
He was, like, a jerk. And I, like, I would see his, like, stand-up after, because he was a stand-up comedian. I Tori something.
Yeah, I know.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I would see his stand-up after and be like, no, you're, like, a fucking jerk and I hate you. Like, that movie traumatized me. And that was, like, the first time I really saw, like, a sex scene. And I was way too young for that.
I could see why that would traumatize
and me. I was just like, why do you guys let me watch this shit? I was telling them, like, these are inappropriate for me.
You told them that?
Yeah, I told them. I was like, that's inappropriate. And they're just like,
can you take me home?
No, not can you take me home? Like, I just, like, I was like, that was kind of inappropriate.
And you just fucking and then they were playing, like, on your Game Boy or something?
They were just like,
shut up, little ass kid.
Yeah, they're just like, oh my God, you're gonna figure it out anyway when you grow up. And I was just like, what? But I am a child now. I had, like, no boundaries. There was no, like, you can't watch this because you're a child when I was growing up. So, did you watch the WNBA draft?
Of course.
Of course.
No, like, that pro college sports. That yeah, college yeah. shit.
It really did make you want to watch, like, the with draft the to see Angel where they Reese, were going. Caitlin Clark.
And all them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
So, here are the preliminaries on Caitlin Clark's deal, who was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to Indiana, right?
Sure.
Indiana, some dumb name. Because they can, why can they not give women's teams good names? I don't know. But anyway, it is alleged that she, for her four-year deal in Indiana, is going to get $338,056.
For WNBA?
For 4 years.
And she's, like, number one draft
number
pick.
Number one draft pick overall.
Fuck. That's kind of whack.
Nothing.
Yeah, that should be a one-year deal, right?
Yeah.
For, I like, mean, a pro athlete.
It should be more than that, but, like, I know people that have regular jobs that make
that in a year.
Almost that in a year.
Yeah.
So her first year, 2024, so this season.
She's probably, what, she will 22 be making, or something? 23, maybe?
No, she's probably...
Or younger.
Does she... I don't know if she finished her 4 years, but if she finished her 4 years, she should be around 21, 22.
Damn, that's still good money.
So if she didn't finish her 4 years.
I'm just saying for a regular
college.
Well,
I mean, like, irregular. It. Like, if you're entry level, like, fucking executive, like, after your major, right? But, like.
But she was wearing Prada and all that shit, so she's.
She got sponsored.
Yeah, her sponsors were paying her
or,
way,
like,
more
she
than
probably,
she's getting,
like, got
paid.
They let her borrow it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But so for her first year, they're going to give her $76,535.
That's tough.
Let me tell you this. My manager at In-N-Out, when I was 16, which was a very long time ago, was not even the store manager, got that in 1 year.
See, that's crazy.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Her next year, $78,066.
Tough.
The year after, 85,873.
So she's gonna be known as a broke bitch.
And last year, 97,582. We don't know. This could be the best deal in the WNBA. We have no idea, right? Like,
nah, I know they
I
get
know
paid.
They
whack,
don't get paid.
Like, whackness.
Shit. Like, they need to have a waitress job like the rest of the year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know it's like a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers are getting paid this shit, you know, and. That's fucked up.
She only works like what, 4 months out of the year?
No, because you got to train all year. You can't just be like, not going to do it now.
But like really compared to a fucking NBA player, they're getting paid shit. But
nothing.
They don't bring in as much as NBA.
No, not
so you got to think
right
about
now
that
because
too.
People are fucking sexist as fuck.
So maybe in a couple years that her shit might go up. You know what I mean?
I hope so, but like, they've been trying to get better pay for them for years. Like, Sue Bird had been advocating for better pay in the WNBA for years. Like, the soccer girlies just got better pay because they bring in more than the guys ever do anyway.
This was the first year I watched more of the women's for March Madness than the guys.
Than the guys. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you who won for the guys.
Me too.
Actually, I can. UConn won, right?
I really don't know.
But I didn't watch the game.
I watched the girls' finals.
Yeah, we watched the girls' finals.
Because it was like a black versus white kind of thing, but yeah.
You were there for the racial war.
Yeah. All right, last beer of the night is...
from High Water Brewing. It's called Campfire Stout. It's a stout. It has notes of chocolate and graham cracker topped with a hint of marshmallow. So it's supposed to taste like a s'more. It is 6.5%.
All right. Let's check it out. It smells good. It smells like camp. Cheers. Cheers. Yeah. I like that. I don't know. I've been liking stouts.
I like a campfire-y stout. Like the ones that are supposed to taste like smoke. Mm-hmm. And marshmallows and graham crackers and chocolate.
Yeah,
I do like that.
This is delicious.
This does taste like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty yummy.
Yeah, same shit. Like the ones that taste like too strong of a coffee, I don't fuck with. Yeah,
it's not too sweet either, so it's pretty good.
It has like a fiery wood, marshmallow. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty good. How many muggies?
I'm going to give it 4.
Me too. 4. Yeah.
Like solid.
Solid
good start.
Form. Very good. Try it out.
It tastes light, but what was the percentage? I'm trying to find
6.5.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Good shit.
Delicious. Try it out before it gets too summery. Yeah. Actually, you know what? S'mores are a very big part of summer as well.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to camp in summer so you don't freeze your ass off like we do in the winter.
I just hate the summer. So.
Yeah. You're like, it's too hot. I'm just going to stay in the house.
All right, it's time. It's time to rank our beers.
Rank those beers.
Go first, Tiny Fish. What you got? This is kind of a tough one.
It is, because I like them all so much. Ooh, oh.
This is like a battle right here.
I am going to go. This might be an unpopular opinion, but my number one's going to be Tripping Animals and collab with Casagria. The Gnarly Trip.
Uh-huh.
My number 2 is going to be Pure Project Super Beta. And my number 3 is going to be High Water Brewing Campfire Stout.
Cool, cool, cool. I'm going to go for my number 1, Pure Project Super Beta. I love the murky. I love that hazy. I love the murky. My number 2 is going to be the High Water Brewing. I don't know. Something about the stouts right now. I'd be fucking with. And then my number 3 is going to be the Gnarly Trip fucking Tripping Animals and Casa Agria collab.
But they were all like super delicious beers. Yeah, and I recommend all of them.
All right. It's time. It's time for us to go.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Dipsomaniac_podcast.
Dipsomaniac podcast. I'm Uncle Jake. She's Tiny Fish. Put a fucking beer in your mouth. We out. Peace.
Dipsomania.